From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The southern Iraqi city of Najaf is the center of the Shiite Muslim faith. About a million pilgrims from Iraq and abroad visit Najaf every year. They come to worship in its gold-domed shrine or to bury their dead in the world's largest Muslim cemetery. The Shiite sect's key clerics and ayatollahs also teach at seminaries in Najaf and issue decrees obeyed by millions. But some of Iraq's political power brokers believe Najaf should be more than a religious epicenter. They've quietly begun expanding the city in hopes of turning it into a capital of the South. It's an expansion some fear could hasten the breakup of Iraq. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson traveled to Najaf and has this report.
Last month, an Iraqi Airways jet carrying the country's prime minister landed here in Najaf to inaugurate the city's new airport. A band played while Najaf residents waved and shouted greetings. It was a rare celebration of the changing face of Najaf, a change that is evident all over the city, but little known elsewhere in Iraq. Officials here say the race is on to finish work on the airport before scheduled service begins later this month. Officials say by next year, this airport should accommodate up to 3 million domestic and international passengers. That number could eventually climb to 13 million passengers, says Airport Director Karim Al-Abdali. That would make Najaf International Airport by far the largest in Iraq.
Let's face it, Najaf is now more important than Baghdad. There, everything has deteriorated because of the violence. Here we have stability.
There's no doubt things have been more stable in the city in the past 3 years than anywhere else in Iraq except for the Kurdish north. Iraqi police keep a tight watch over who comes and goes here, making it safe for residents and visitors to walk the streets all hours of the day and night. Also key is that radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has stuck to a ceasefire he imposed on his Mahdi army militia last year. The quiet has left the city government, run by Sadr's opponents, free to pursue plans to make Najaf the capital of the South. Like in the field of medicine, here technicians use saws and hammers to fashion prosthetic limbs in a clinic the director proudly proclaims to be the best in Iraq. The clinic is part of a sprawling single-story complex of specialty care growing up around Sadr Hospital, the main medical facility in Najaf. It is named for a grand ayatollah assassinated during Saddam Hussein's reign. Dr. Abdul El Al is director of the hospital.
All of this is being done by an Iraqi company and another one from the United Arab Emirates. This year, we've opened a clinic for heart catheterization, and today we started work on a center for neurological sciences.
As with the airport, Dr. El Al says the goal is to make this medical complex in Najaf better than any other in Iraq. Already, word is out about the kind of treatment available here, and patients are pouring in. He says the entire medical complex should be completed by the end of next year. He and Airport Director Karim Al-Abdali say they couldn't be happier about Najaf's transformation. Abdali says under Saddam Hussein, Shiites were oppressed and Najaf was falling apart. Now, he says, the city has a chance to shine. He adds, why not let residents build like crazy here with a Shiite-led government in charge in Baghdad? It's a sentiment Abdul Hussein Abtan shares. The deputy governor of Najaf is determined to see his city's reputation extend beyond Iraq's borders. Abtan oversees the reconstruction efforts here. He says so far, $1.5 billion have been spent on improving Najaf. He's especially excited about an industrial zone planned for the western edge of the town. He says the 7-square-mile complex will be, and you guessed it, the largest industrial zone in Iraq. Abtan says the city government is also planning a new $38 billion suburb to accommodate Najaf's growing population.
Najaf is now number one in Iraq in terms of reconstruction projects and economic power. It will take another decade for us to be number one in the Middle East.
Some people here are skeptical of that prediction. Despite the ever-present cranes and scaffolding and construction on new buildings and streets, but whatever the Najaf government's ambitions, there are many residents who are unhappy about what is happening to their city these days. Those for and against the expansion are pretty much divided along political lines. Those in charge, like Abtan, belong to what is known as the Supreme Council, the most powerful Shiite party in the country at the moment. Opponents like Liqa al-Yassin, a medical doctor and parliament member, belong to Sadr's bloc. Sadr's supporters have been relegated to the sidelines, but they are hoping to gain more power through planned provincial elections expected next year. But Dr. Yassin, a Najaf native, says she's not concerned about politics. She wants to know why the ordinary citizens of Najaf are not benefiting more from the construction.
The electricity is still bad, and we only have it for 2 hours after 6 hours of blackouts. The drinking water is a problem, too. Some neighborhoods in Najaf get no water, and others get contaminated water.
But most worrisome, Yassin says, is how the efforts to develop Najaf could contribute to a potential splitting up of Iraq. While she supports a more decentralized Iraq where local and regional governments wield more power, Yassin says it's too soon to be creating separate regional capitals like the Kurds have in the north. She says a central government and strong ministries are still needed to make sure Iraq can stand on its own feet. She questions whether officials in Najaf have enough experience to execute multi-million-dollar projects like the proposed industrial zone. So does Sheikh Salah al-Obeidi. He's Sadr's spokesman here. He complains that construction contracts are going to companies that are linked to those in charge. He also worries that all of the attention being paid to Najaf will foster resentment among residents of other cities, even Shiite ones.
We look for development for Najaf, in the same time development for Diwaniyeh, for Samawa, for Hilla. We have not to forget the other governors, the same style that Saddam has done. He has concentrated all his efforts on Baghdad, Tikrit, and some Mosul, for example. So we have not to make and commit the same mistake.
He and many others also question a new shrine for Ayatollah Mohammed Bagher al-Hakim that is being built at a key intersection in the city. Hakim was the head of the ruling Supreme Council until he was killed in a bombing here 5 years ago this month. But as respected as Hakim might be, a lot of people here say they resent that his shrine and adjacent political offices will likely be larger than Najaf's main shrine a mile away. That shrine holds the remains of Imam Ali, the man Shiites revere as Islam Prophet Muhammad's successor. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Najaf.